Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for our veterans, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, you are our master. You are our redeemer. You are our deliverer. You are our comforter. You are our joy. You are our strength. And Lord, when we do not know everything, but we trust in you because you know everything. And we know, Lord God, that even in this time when we are sad and when we are crying, but we know, Lord God, because we trust you and we're not leaning to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you, dear Master. We know you're directing our path. So, Father, we thank you for the Master's call and for the two wonderful women of God that founded this call, that listened to you, that trusted you. And because of them, we have this call. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International. And we lift up the speaker that is going to come forward and bring us a word that we know each one of us are ready to hear. We lift up the Miles Monroe, Dr. Miles Monroe and his family during this time, Lord God, knowing that they trust you, knowing that we trust you, knowing that the word of God has gone forward to protect them. So, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you will do, and what Satan meant for evil, you're going to turn it around for your good. We thank you that this call will go uninterrupted, unhindered. There will be no interruption. There will be no static, Father. And we thank you that the word will come forward clear, accurate, from your man or woman of God. And we love you. We trust you. You're our master. And we give you all the glory and all the praise in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Family members, I love you. God bless you. I'm turning the call over to our victorious woman of God. Are you there, Minister LaShawn?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, sweetheart.
Praise God for you, and good morning to you as well, and good morning to my Master's Call family. Today, I love that tag, Trust in the Lord Tuesday. We know that we trust in him every day, right, family? We trust him no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, because we know that God makes no mistakes. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. I greet you all with Jesus' joy and so excited to hear the word this morning and what God is leading us to do this day. If this is your first time on a call, we say welcome. If this is your second, third, fourth, fifth time, or even more, we too say welcome. Welcome. Thank you for saying yes to the Master this morning and joining us on the call. Now, a little bit about the call. This call was found October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International. And we're just so excited what God is doing in their lives, because not only did they say yes to this call, but they are such awesome leaders and mentors in our lives and other aspects. So we just want to say thank you to them. The reason why we're just so excited about their yes is because they listened to God exactly the way he told them to do this call. Did you know on Fridays, directly after the call, you can personally give your prayer request, your testimony, or your praise report right here on the line and be prayed over immediately after that session of the call? Yes, you can, and that's an amazing, amazing aspect of the call. And God led Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa to have that special part of the call on Fridays. So if you're on this call right now and you're in need of a prayer, you can always email us, but on Fridays you can actually speak it over the phone. He also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, which can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So as you see, Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call off in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know that God's mighty, mighty blessings come down when we pray to him in Jesus' name. And speaking of prayer, Minister Robin, I touch and agree that this call will have clarity, boldness, and no interruption. We also know that Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK listened to God when he gave them a mission statement, because anything that you do through God has to go through a decency and order. So that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, if you listen to the archive calls, we have all been empowered, enriched, and enhanced, especially if you listen to our celebration week that took place October 20th through the 24th. You will be able to hear so many people who have been blessed through this call. And we know it's all about the Master and not about us. So we give all the honor, the glory, and the praise to our Lord. We also want to invite you to our website in the event that you want to know more about this call, or if you want to shoot us a line on the call, or if you want to know more about our speakers. You can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There, you can learn about the call. You can learn a little bit more about the speakers. You can listen to archived messages. You can read different prayer directives that are on there when we're fasting and standing and believing. There's just so much going on that website that you would truly be enlightened and enriched and enhanced and empowered with. So we invite you to go to www.themasterscall.net. We also invite you to email us. Now, if the Lord is tugging on your heart and saying that it is time for you to bring forth a word, or for you to be a prayer intercessor, or if you would like to greet the call or just be part of the Master's Call family in general, ask for a prayer request or a testimony, give a testimony, whatever it is, you can use that email, info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And there you are going to be able to interact with us. Now, immediately after this call, we would like to invite you to the MMC call. I like to call it our sister call, but it's an MMC call. It's an amazing call, the Morning Motivational Call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it's also led and spearheaded and supported by artistpreneurs and those very serious about their Artist International business. So if you don't know about Artist International, I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to give you some more information about the best health and wellness company, as Minister Brenda would say, on this side of heaven, and learn how people's zip codes and people's financial plans and their health, everything, how it's been changed. That phone number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. And I would like to say happy, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans on the line. Thank you for your service, as well as those who are in the military right now. My baby boy just graduated from Lackland Air Force Base, so I know he's listening, and I just want to say thank you for your service too, sir. For all those who dedicated their lives to our country, we just want to say thank you on behalf of the Master's Call. So I'm going to go ahead and move out the way, because I know that you are excited to hear, thus saith the Lord, as to I, as we are trusting in him right now, even through this difficult time, as we celebrate the lives of Dr. Miles Monroe, his wife, and his ministry. We just want to say thank you, God, no matter what it looks like. We trust you and know that you make no mistakes. And the beautiful soul that's coming on the line, I absolutely adore her. Oh, my goodness, Pastor Candy Gelinou, and she is no stranger to the ministry. She is no stranger to the TMC family, and I tell you, she joined the Master's Call family a couple months after its inception. She is a mother of two adult children and a wife to Stanley for almost 38 years. Pastor Candy is an Illinois licensed teacher, business executive, entrepreneur, professional certified coach, and as of January 2014, congratulations, she became an ordained pastor. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister to and speak to joy grace and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and risen Savior. She is also a coach, and her ministry is Living Above the Clouds, where she teaches that the storms of life cannot defeat us when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus. I tell you, I'm already excited to hear what thus saith the Lord. If you want to know more about Pastor Candy, I encourage you to go to www.themasterscall.net and click on bios and see this beautiful woman of God and learn more about her. At this time, I'm calling you to the line. Are you there, Pastor Candy?
I am here. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Oh, my gosh. Good morning, TMC family. I am so honored to be here this morning to speak to you. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for that warm and gracious introduction. Thank you, Minister Robin, our prayer general, for greeting us and getting us started with such an anointed prayer and welcoming and making all of our callers feel comfortable. Thank you to each and every person who called in this morning. Thank you to those who are faithful and have been a part of this ministry, many of you for as long as I can remember. So thank you so much for being dedicated to this TMC call. And my dear Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa, you're so wonderful. I love you. And Dr. PK, I thank you so much for the vision that you both had for this call and for taking the challenge of birthing this morning call for our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I, too, want to salute the veterans, those of you who are on the call who may have served or loved ones served or may be serving our country, this great country. There is no other like it in spite of all of its faults, you know, and it has plenty. But we are grateful that we have men and women like our veterans who help protect us and keep us safe. Let me go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity this morning to share your word. I surrender my thoughts to you. I surrender my voice to you. Let my words be your words. Speak through me. I pray this message is all of you and none of me. I bind every interference, every hindrance, and disruption targeted at this call. And I loose angelic understanding and clarity with your anointing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. You know, family, a few weeks ago, while in our Saturday morning intercessory prayer meeting at my church, as I was praying in the Spirit, I looked around at the saints there with me, and I began to ask God. I said, Lord, what is it? Why are so many Christians broken down and out, hurting, depressed, sick, financially burdened, struggling, seemingly going backwards instead of moving forward? And he said to me, they are putting life first instead of me. I said, wow, Lord, is that it? I began to meditate and ponder on it. So what I'm going to speak to you about this morning is putting Jesus first. Many Christians have lost the excitement of their salvation. Their joy is gone, as Minister LaShawn says, that Jesus joy. And they simply do not experience the flow of the Spirit in their lives anymore. In fact, this may even describe where some of you are spiritually. How does this happen to us? How does it happen? In recent years, we've seen even prominent Christian leaders and many of our leaders leave us or fail miserably. What exactly caused it? I believe the Lord has given me insight to this problem and an answer. I want to share it with you this morning. It is changing my life, and I believe it will change yours too. It's centered around two very important commandments in the Bible, the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. You probably know them both by heart. The great commandments are found in Matthew 22:37-38. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The great commission is found in Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Two vital keys to successful Christian living are found in these scriptures: relationship and activity. Both are important, but even more important is a healthy balance between the two. If you're like me, you struggle to balance one against the other in your life. Many Christians become so consumed with doing things, the works, even good things, like fulfilling the Great Commission, that they begin to neglect developing and maintaining an intense, intimate relationship with Christ. The temptations are great because there are so many activities for us to choose from today. We can get so consumed with doing things that we dry up spiritually because of lack of spiritual nourishment. Our time gets filled with nice, decent, successful careers, recreation, even Christian activities like singing in the choir, visitations, reading books, this ministry or that ministry, and other kinds of church events, doing them as works, out of duty, wanting to be known or have recognition or favor with other church members. And then sometimes we begin to neglect our prayer life, our time with meditation and study, our time of praise and thanksgiving, and we become vulnerable. We should remain in constant state of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving throughout our day, every day. How do we do that? How do we do that, Pastor Candy? When your eyes open up in the morning, you should say, "Thank you, Jesus, for another day." Clothed in my right mind, filled with the use and limbs, the activity of my limbs, able to see, able to hear, able to taste, able to feel and smell the small things. When you sit down to eat, give thanks for the food that you have. When you walk out of your house in the morning, say, "Thank you, God, that I'm not homeless." When you drive down the street, give God the thanks that you have a car. And if you don't have a car, give God the thanks that you have money to pay for a bus ride or for a taxi. And if you're walking again, say, "Lord God, I thank you that I'm able to walk and just use my limbs." When you pass a hospital, give thanks that you're not in there sick and shut in. When you go to work, if you have a job, praise him for the job. If you don't have a job, thank him for the job that's coming. When you get back home, praise him that he took you through the day. When you didn't get a call from the police about a child or loved one in trouble or dead, give praise to God. When somebody shares a concern or problem that they have, pray with them and pray for them. Thank God when you lay down at night for taking you through another day. That's how you keep God in the center of your life every day, all day. Ironically, becoming vulnerable can happen to leaders, to Christian leaders. And as a busy Christian, I constantly struggle with adequate time for prayer and study. There are several ministers I could speak about here, but I won't mention them. I'll just talk a little bit about one whom I heard first speak at a Moore Cirillo World Conference over 25 years ago, at which time I learned how to pray the Lord's Prayer with a deeper understanding of that prayer: "Our Father, which art in heaven," and so on. That prayer alone could go on for hours if you really understand and dig deep into the words that are said there. I learned and memorized the heart of the Godheads, and I wrote them down, and I've committed them to memory. Jehovah It means the self-existing one, the I am that I am, Adonai, our lordship, our master, Elohim, the more than one God, El Elyon, the most high God, El Olam, the everlasting God, El Shaddai, the strong one, the almighty one, the breasting one who nourishes us. Jehovah Tzidkenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. He will never leave you or forsake you. Jehovah Emkadesh, my sanctifier. Jehovah Shalom, he's my peace, the peace that defies all understanding. Jehovah Nisi, my banner, he wins for me. He's my standard. Jehovah Rohi, my shepherd. Oh, God, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. By his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. The man's name is Larry Lee. He was the pastor of a 12,000-member church and the author of the bestseller book, Could You Tarry 1 Hour? Here's what he wrote, quote, "One of the most dangerous things that can befall a minister happened to me. I became a successful preacher without developing my own prayer life. Outside, everything looked great. I preached to crowds of teenagers every month, but my preaching convicted me again and again. After ministering to a congregation, I found myself alone in a back room of the church crying out to God and repenting over my prayerless life. Those were some of the most miserable days in my memory," end of quote. Thankfully, all that changed in Larry's life, and much of his ministry is spent teaching about the importance of prayer. Unfortunately, there are other leaders who didn't get their balance worked out for them before their spiritual ship hit the rocks. It is not only unfortunate, the circumstances and the consequences have been tragic for both the leaders and the church in general, including countless families and local church congregations. So how do we know when our lives are out of balance? Take time to think about these two questions. How important is your Christianity to you? Probably most of you will respond by saying, "It's very important to me, Pastor Candy." Perhaps you'll say that it means everything to you. This leads to our next question. Out of 168 hours per week available to you, how much time do you spend developing your relationship with Christ? These questions may be enlightening to you. Take time to calculate how many hours you spend on each of the following items each week. Your work, sleep, shopping, recreation, family prayer and study, watching TV, church attendance, church or related activities, family time, personal Bible study, personal prayer. After answering question number two, go back to question number one and ask it again. You may be forced to answer it differently. This is certainly not to say that the hours spent doing particular activity are the measure of its importance, but certainly there should be a balance throughout the various activities. If we are to experience a confident, powerful Christian life, it will be because we have taken time to nurture it in prayer and in the Word. While many Christians attend church faithfully and are involved in numerous church activities, they allow almost no time to develop their relationship with Christ in the closet of personal prayer and Bible study. But without it, our church activity becomes empty, and sooner or later, we begin to lose the warmth of our relationship with Christ and then our interest in church and church work. Leaders often succumb to the temptation because they're spiritually drained and vulnerable to Satan. What God wants is for you to place your relationship with him above all else. If God is first in your life and you are taking time to nurture it every day, planting the seed of the word and watering it daily with prayer, you will discover a dimension of super spiritual power in your life beyond what you believed possible. And not only will it transform your life, it will transform the lives of those around you. It is only when we have the kind of relationship with Christ that results in the power of God flowing through our lives that we can effectively fulfill the Great Commission. Reaching the world with the gospel is more than a Christian activity. It is a great spiritual battle. John Wesley said, "It becomes not a Christian to do anything so trivial that he cannot pray over it." German theologian Helmut Thielicke said, "The seat of our disease is not in the branches of our nerves, but rather in our roots that are stunted and starved. We must have nourishment in the closet of prayer if we are to grow." Not trying to make you feel guilty, but I am trying to stir you to spiritual action, to understand that a fulfilled Christian life must be nurtured each and every day. In Luke 10, there's a classic example of this point that I'm trying to make. Martha invited Jesus to come to her home for a meal. Then she became so involved in the preparation to please Jesus that she allowed herself to get angry because her sister Mary was responding at Jesus and spending time at his feet. Jesus responds, "Is good for all of us, Marthas of the church." "Martha," he said, "you are careful and troubled over many things, but one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." God said to me, "The saints need to do more of fitting their lives around me instead of fitting me around their lives. Without me, there is no life." May God bless you as you ponder this teaching. My prayer is that God will cause it to be applied to your life and that it will discover anew the joy and fulfillment of spending time with the Lord, experiencing his grace, his love, his friendship in a fresh, wonderful way. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
What a powerful, powerful word. Can you hear me, Pastor Candy?
I can hear you.
Amen. Let us go before the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to call you back for our closing benediction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to come to you this morning and just thank you for such an amazing on-time word, Lord. We know that you are in front of us, behind us, above us, all around us, oh God, protecting us and shielding us and healing us, Lord, providing for us, oh God. We just want to say thank you for everything you are doing in our lives. Lord, we just want to thank you for our veterans, Lord, and those who are serving in the military, oh God. We just want to ask that you touch each and every one of them, oh God, and the family members who may have lost someone from the armed service, touch them right now on this day, God. Let them know that you will never leave and forsake them, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, for this blessing and watching over all bereaved families as we speak right now, Lord. The Stowers family, the Monroe family, the Watson family, the Drew family, and many, many others, oh God. We trust and believe that there is no mistake through you, oh God, and that there's a reason for everything that will strengthen us through this storm. We know you brought us to it. You will bring us through it. So we just want to thank you in advance. We thank you for the healing mercy, the healing power, the healing strength that you have given each and every one of us in our bodies, oh God. We just want to thank you for all that you are doing in our lives and for our speaker this morning, Pastor Candy. Lord, thank you for decreasing her and increasing in your word, God. We just want to ask that you bless her, Father, her family members, and all those around her, Lord, in her ministry. Father, we just want to Thank you for the word coming with boldness. Thank you for the word coming with clarity. And thank you for the technology that you have blessed us with in order for us to hear this word. We ask that you watch over Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts as they continue to be the shepherds of this call and they continue to say yes to this call with full love and dedication. We ask that you watch over Artists International and every single person under the sound of my voice, individually and collectively. You know what we stand in the need of prayer of, and we just want to thank you in advance because we don't ask you and over and over and over again for the same thing. We instead just thank you because we believe in you. We know that you are what you say you are, and whatever we pray in Jesus' name is already done. So we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, Master's Call family, this is that part of the call where I invite you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and letting people know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. This way that calls more bodies to Christ. We also want to say thank you so much, Minister Robin, for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. I want to say thank you to you, Pastor Candy, for such an on-time word and being led by the Lord to speak the word exactly how he wanted it to be spoken. And we also invite you to go to the MMC call right now, 530-881-1300. The access code again is 539-598-POUND. And if you want to share this call with a family member or friend, you can listen to it today in its entirety by dialing 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. And we just want to thank you, everybody, that participated and listened in on the prayer call yesterday on behalf of Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you so much for saying yes to the master and dialing into the prayer call that was about Dr. Miles Monroe. We appreciate every last one of you that called in and asked that you just pray over the family and their ministries and those who were touched and affected by Dr. Miles Monroe. So, Master's Call family, go out there, be a great minister in the marketplace. Pastor Candy, can you please come back on so you can give us our closing benediction?
Heavenly Father, I pray that you continue to speak to our hearts as we leave this call and move forward into our day. Fill our day with your presence as we endeavor to honor your command and your commission. Keep us safe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.